Arthur J. Hoffman was a Renaissance man. His interests varied, and he was such a risk taker. He thought about a new idea, then he just jumped in and did it with unabashed optimism. He was willing to see where it would take him. Art was a trained fine art sculptor, a furniture designer, an interior designer for restaurants, theaters, and small companies, and, before his time, a home flipper. That was way before it was a thing. He was quite handy and built many of the workshop and studio's cabinets, desks, drafting tables, bookcases, and shelves. He was an accomplished manager of subcontractors and builders of his many properties. But it was his creativity that was his life's blood. When he wasn't building or designing things, he was creating the far-out and otherworldly wood believables that are displayed in the hidden gallery in the museum. It mystifies everyone that sees these creatures, that he could see these forms in old, weathered roots that uprooted themselves in the creek behind the museum, much like Michelangelo said about a piece of marble that would one day be his most famous works, which was the Statue of David. Michelangelo said, "I created a vision of David in my mind, and I simply carved away everything that was not David." Well, for art, he could see the creature hiding in the wood. He would just release it from its confines. Uncle Art, as I refer to him because Beverly did, it was her actual uncle, spent hours and hours sculpting wings, beaks, feet, and tails to make a unique creature. And many of them measure from 6 inches all the way to 8 feet wide and tall. He so loved these creatures that he converted a storage room and made a gallery to store his children. Art got many offers to buy his creatures. I actually have a few of the letters, but he would not part with them. We have 49 creatures in this collection, but he had at least a few more that we have lost. Most likely they were given to family or friends. We do have a photo of the missing pieces, and we hope to recover them and bring them home again. Arthur was such a creative and unique fellow, not only with his talents, but he had a wicked sense of humor. You could see it in the names that he bestowed on his artwork, both in his drawings and the wood believables. He did a series of drawings called Mr. With It that shows his humor in spades. We'll be adding those to the collection shortly. Well, here are some of the things that Art did in his lifetime. He was in the Glee Club, which is a musical, at the YMCA in the 30s to 1934. Was in the university. He was in the acting club called Fresh Paint. He was the art editor for his college magazine. He was in the ROTC from 1930 to 1933. He did get a bachelor's degree in industrial design from the University of Cincinnati and later became an associate professor for evening school in the 1940s. In his early 20s, he worked for the American Institute of Architects in the architectural division, where he had this interesting job of driving around and looking at all the architectural details of buildings, and he would draw them for preservation, and his drawings have been added to their database for archives for future architects. He joined the Navy when he's in his 30s. He married and divorced, and he discovered he was going blind to retina dislocation and decided to take up painting when he could not see straight ahead, only from the side. He died of a second heart attack in 1987 when he was 76 years old. Art had a full life and accomplished much, and that's why we have chosen to continue his legacy by letting all of you know about his accomplishments.